This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I'm going to guess Sarah McLachlan. You got to guess, Vin? Who's the dude?
No idea.
Do you have a guess, sir?
Dierks Bentley.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, the Bare Naked Ladies. Oh, how funny.
Whoa.
I would have never in a million years guessed the Bare Naked Ladies.
Huh.
Aren't they a bunch of all, they're all, is she Canadian too? I think they're all Canadians.
I think she is, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's
nice. These guys
were
pretty fun. Remember, they came through a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
A baby show.
We were just a baby show. Anyway, we're playing Christmas music all day. And actually, last hour we played a song that Alan from Bananas at Large sent over to us. Every year he brings in a chorus and they will sing us some Christmas carols, and their director Amanda Adelman has been in several years in a row, and the kids are super psyched and they don't get to do it this year, so they taped a couple songs for us. We heard one last hour, and this second track is the entire Marin School of Arts Jazz and Concert Choir. It's 40 kids together doing a song called Rise Up. Soloists Hannah Burns, Kiana Hester, and Ada Valencia. So these kids work hard all year long, and they look forward to this all year. And obviously this year has been a S show. So we're going to play this. They taped it for us this week. Amanda Adelman is the director. Here it is.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-around, and you can find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, and I'll rise up. Silence isn't quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Ooh, mountains, bring it to its feet. And ooh, mountains. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. For you, I will rise, I will rise, I will rise. need. All we need is hope. And for that we have each other. And for that we have each other.
Sneaky kids with their ending.
Boy, it's a false ending. Hey, listen, kids. Good
luck
on your finals.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. Oh, my God. That, you know what? Is there anything more joyful in Christmassy than kids singing? Like, it's just so, like, their little hopes and dreams are still completely intact. They're totally idealist. The world hasn't beaten it out of them.
That's beautiful. That was really beautiful.
That was beautiful.
And I'll tell you, if I didn't have to crack the mic, I could have easily shed a tear or two with that. That was an excellent,
that was
song.
Rise Up, performed by the Marin School of Arts Jazz and Concert Choir. 40 kids all singing together, 3 soloists in there who were also amazing. Thanks, Amanda Adelman, for getting that recorded, and thanks, Alan, for getting that to us.
For
it continues.
It yeah,
it continues our tradition. And check out Bananas at Large, because, man, you know, let's foster some musicianship in our kids. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more joyful than singing. There's nothing. Oh, my God, that sounded so good. Thanks, guys. And by the way, good luck in your finals. They asked if we could play it before 9 o'clock because they all had finals today. We want to hear
that
it.
That was really beautiful, you guys.
Really
beautiful.
Nice. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Acoustic Christmas this Saturday. Starting at 6 a.m., listen to Alice for Acoustic Christmas, hosted by R. Jane. And Vinny, you and I are on there a little bit, too. You can get more details.
That.
Yeah, more details at RadioAlice.com. We'd love you to join us all weekend for Acoustic Christmas, starting Saturday at 6 a.m.
I can't wait.
Me either. Oh, my God. I've had it on my calendar for minutes. I'm ready. I'm all set. Earlier today, as I was going through Instagram, I saw a post from Michael Franti, which I think this is the coolest thing. So, and then he actually reached out this morning just to, like, say, hey, give me your thoughts on 2020, because they're going to burn them. They are doing this thing. Let me just read you what he wrote. Watch this if you need inspiration to close out 2020. So if you already follow Michael Franti, you may have seen it. He's talking about how challenging and how horrible and blah, 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 how blah, blah, blah this year has been. He says, so a group of us artists and musicians got together and said, how can we let go of the hurt this year and still take in and honor the wisdom it's taught us through its challenges? So they've made a giant 2020 statue out of bamboo and scrap wood. So he's in Bali. This is happening in Bali. And it's enormous. It shows them building it and putting it up. And they're going to burn it to the ground and play songs and have, like, a whole New Year's Eve concert.
It's like just Burning Man.
It's like that. And what they're asking for is for you to send your message of farewell, whatever it might be, to nyeburn@gmail.com. NYE, like New Year's Eve burn. nyeburn@gmail.com. And they will write those on dried palm leaves, and that's what they'll light the fire with. So your messages will go up in smoke with the rest of it. If you know, he said he's already gotten a ton of responses. And
I'm sure.
Yeah, it and if you see this, like, you can't believe how big it is. It's great. So if you follow Michael Franti, You'll probably stumble across that. And he wants you to send your message to nyeburn@gmail.com, which is nice. And he said, thanks so much, because I told him I was going to mention it. He says, I listen to you guys all the time just to keep in touch with the bay, with the feeling of the bay. Oh. I love you. Isn't that sweet?
We love you too, buddy.
I know. Oh, there he is talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's you know, what a nice thought. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to the new music that's out today. Surprise, Eminem did put out a record today. It's called Music to be Murdered By, Side B, Deluxe Edition. Was there anything in particular that you loved off of this one?
You know, I was driving around not too long ago, and I heard this song. And I was like, who's on this? And so I guess Eminem has some of his previous songs from previous albums on this album as well, along with other stuff. Because I think there's 40-something tracks on this. So I'm not sure exactly if it's a little different.
So this is like a best of record kind of?
I think there's some old and some new. He just threw
okay.
it in.
All right.
But this one, I'll let you see if you can figure out who's on the chorus, all right?
All right.
Oh, that's the other one.
Okay.
1 second, and here you go. Right, I'm going to jump back.
She's from Cleveland, but she's a bingo. This chick is catty. Is that a miniskirt? If it's a maxi, that's the shortest thing for a dress. Cincinnati. She's hopping through a liquor at me.
It's one of those kind of nights.
Then I said,
if you want to go hard tonight, well, then the smoke and the bottle are on me.
It sounds like Justin and Ed Sheeran.
It's Ed Sheeran.
That wasn't Justin Bieber on there?
No, it's just Ed Sheeran.
It's one of those kind of nights.
This beat keeps taking me back like my ex does.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to play off of this one?
There's a couple ones that actually, he's a little bit vulgar. I cannot
play
it.
I know, it's hard, right?
Some of it's like, it's the old Eminem. He's like talking about beating his chick and stuff like that. I'm like, whoa, you know.
A solid message for 2020.
I guess so.
That flies.
This is featuring Skylar Grey. It's called Black Magic.
All right.
In too small a hole, but she cheats and I catch her like the common cold. Last time I broke her collarbone, she's intolerable. All I know is that the suits is phenomenal, though. We're an unlikely pair, like two different Nike Airs. But I'm the same size she wears, so I think we're soulmates, though. People don't like us together, but like we care. Yeah, but God strike me dead. She knows that I would walk over hot coals for her with both of my feet bare. But soon as I ask to hit, it's like she grabs a switch and turns me over her knee. It's my ex's whip.
Is Skylar gonna sing on this?
Or? Yeah, let me jump to that real quick. Hold on.
Must be under her spell. It's like looking right into a gun barrel. But none of these hoes can fool my girl. She got that.
This is apparently everyone stop the presses. There's a new way for Isla to communicate with the show when her dad is like, get out. She writes a message to us on a whiteboard and then it gets slid into the camera's way.
She just came in as I'm looking at her, like I immediately give her that stink eye, like, oh, I'm on. What are you
get
doing?
Out
and she's
here,
like, she's making these wild lip movements. So this is what she needed you guys to see.
That's adorable. So she's have a good day with a heart and a smiley face, Isla.
I
love
you,
it.
Isla.
Thank you, Isla.
Thank you.
We love you.
Now
I can't believe this is our last
great.
Show of 2020. It's such a it feels surreal. All right, so that's it for Eminem. Let's move on to Too Short and E-40. That's right.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna do it. / Terms and Conditions is the name of this record.
So they did an album together?
Yep.
And they're also going to be the last people on Verses, that show where they rap against each other?
I don't know anything. Like, you'd mentioned that Verses thing. I don't know about that. But this, I opened up iTunes this morning to see what was new and went, look at that. We were just talking about these
two. So what's interesting about this album is it doesn't look like they have songs together.
Oh.
As far as a track list, it's like E-40 featuring this guy, E-40 featuring that guy, and then Too Short featuring this guy and that guy. But I don't see anything with them on the same track. But here's one.
All right.
I like this one a lot. It's called Oaklandish.
Oh. Dre. Everywhere I go, you know I rep is that bay. Is this too short?
Yes, this is too short.
Golden
Gate.
Too
I see the Bay Bridge too. I love the bay. I'm having breakfast in Sausalito. The whole hey. Damn bay. That's where we go. I drive from San Jose to Vallejo. Hitting back roads you ain't never seen before. And it's a beautiful thing to me. My favorite place is everything to see. You can't tell me nothing. We do our own thing. We ain't trying to be like y'all because we can't. Y'all want to be like us. That's the plan. Want to hang out with me, Guap, Dad, and Stan. Guap, Dad, and Stan. You'd be hanging out with me in the bay.
It says Guap, Dad, actually.
Oh. Okay, that's a
Oaklandish.
I love that. I think it's. I love when they call out all the places near their hometown.
That's right.
All right, give me an E40 one.
All right, here's an E40 one. This is called Mob.
You're behind you with the lights. With the lights. Have a decoy, not a D-boy, but a square. A square for the thaw. Packs in the derriere. Derriere. Oh. Broken English on the track phone or the flip. On the flip. When you're making plays in the outfield, don't slip. Don't slip. Stay cautious. It's a game of cat and mouse. Tom and Jerry. Never know who's sitting on your house. Can't be scary. Be alert. Be ready with your weapon. No doubt. Get a gauge in the AR for home protection. Air on
right.
out.
That's a little sample of the Too Short and E40 album where they don't collaborate. Called Ain't Gonna Do It.
I didn't listen to the whole thing, so maybe there's something on there, but it doesn't say on their track list. So.
Ain't Gonna Do It / Terms and Conditions. Maybe like Ain't Gonna Do It is the Too Short part and E40's Terms and Conditions. I don't know. We're going to bring it back to a local focus right now.
Yeah.
What we just heard from the Marin School of the Arts
and
Jazz Choir.
Both E40 and Too Short are both local guys too. So.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, right. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with an East Bay based artist with the name of Jamar. And he has got, you liked this, right? This is like an R&B song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
right,
I know
local
this guy,
guy?
From Facebook. Yeah, he's a local dude and
all
I just
right.
want to show some love.
Let's do it. Here, all Merry right. Christmas to Jamar.
Here's a moving on.
You can win, you can lose, but at some point you choose to live your life each day. And there's no way I would have you again. We can even be friends. I'm just over the games that you play.
So we're just moving on.
Moving on.
I love the groove.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Jamar, huh?
Uh-huh, Jamar.
East Bay, babe?
And you know what? I
oh.
have to agree. Because well, when I said that I would forgive you, yes, Lord.
Oh.
Doors opened and set my heart free.
Brittany.
Yeah.
You're kind of the R&B expert on the show. Does he measure up to, say, a Brian McKnight or, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think I need to give this, like, 1,000 more listens before I can actually determine, you know? Off of first listen, I have to let it grow on me a little bit. But
yeah.
I do like it, though. I love
Vinny,
his silky voice.
Vinny, you have some thoughts on this?
Silky voice.
Yeah, he sounds good. He can sing a lot better than me. I wouldn't push play on it, but... It's fine.
Not up your alley, necessarily.
No. But you know, there's a lot of stuff I like and a lot of stuff I'm not into. I love Too Short, so, you know, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
This, yeah.
So here's another. This is a kid who, I want to say about a year ago, we
it was
actually.
Was less than that. I think it might have even been during the pandemic.
Oh, my God. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this kid, Lance Redeker, had sent us some music. Or maybe his mom, like, sent it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I love the show.
His
please,
mom's a
you know,
huge fan.
Play it with the new music. And we did, and we liked it. And by the way, I think the kid's getting signed. Is that what you were telling me yesterday?
Yeah, he's getting contacted by a bunch of labels and stuff like that. So his mom's like, I chat with her on Facebook Messenger. And
oh,
she's
do
like,
you?
Oh, my God. Like, this and that. And these people are trying to reach out. And she's nervous. And she's like, it's
oh.
hard for me to encourage him to go to college with all of this extra love he's getting from
right.
the music. So.
So he's got a new song out. His name is Lance Redeker. And I'm sorry, did you say what town he was from? I'm not sure. Somewhere in the Bay Area,
I
right?
I think it was a city at first. I'm not sure if they've since moved.
Okay. This song is called Keys. Here's Lance Redeker.
Do you want your keys back? You wrote your name on the back of my palm. I was just leaving. You got my face in the back of your phone. I can't stay mad at you. You got your legs tangled up in my bed frame.
Boy.
I'm
trying to hear a kid saying it, like being his mom and talking about some girl with her legs tangled up in bed. No, I support you, dear.
It's the art, you know?
It is.
Why don't you stay then? Say that you need me, but won't call my phone. Tell me.
Has just taken such a turn. It's such a cool experimental sounding thing. Like, that's great.
Well, there's so much they can do with computers now that, you know, when you hear guys talk about music production from the 70s, 80s, you know, up till now, they used to take tape and cut it like we did with, you know, phone calls. They did that with some of our favorite records.
And there was tape that was 2 inches thick, and every track was on it. Like, you had to go in and punch in little things and then mix that whole, like, it's a whole new world. You know, I think that sounds cool.
Like, yeah. It's vibing.
Sure.
Legs tangled up. Your mom was listening.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
All right. Oh, shoot. I'm out of time. You know what? Damn it. Let me just mention a couple. I'm out.
Time we go later in every break.
But I'm already late. Okay. I'm going to mention a couple things real quick. First of all, Neil Schoenschein, he put out a record last week, which we also didn't get to last week. We were planning on trying to squeeze it in today. It's called Universe. Neil Schon, local guitar hero, Journey. And...
When you also say "and," you know what I thought of was, "and he's the only man on earth that took your speech away."
He
speechless.
Did. Yep. Couldn't
zero.
Believe it. Well, I
no
didn't
words.
Have time to prepare. I was just like, these were my words. Those are kind of like words. There is also out today, if you are going to be watching Soul over the holiday break, the Soul original motion picture soundtrack is out today, and Paul McCartney's 18th solo album, which is called, weirdly, Paul McCartney 3, is out today as well. So there you go. There's your new music for today. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Oh, I got a ton of stuff, including we've been hacked again.
Uh-oh.
Yay. I'll do science news, which is always fun. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.